For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, 307 here on The Fan in New York City. Evan and Tiki, but today it is Loogie and Lightning. Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We will get back to your phone calls in just 1 second. Now, before I give you the news on the Knicks, I feel it is important to tell you that the Celtics did, in fact, not beat the Knicks in the playoffs this year. And as Positive Tommy here, I will say this. The Pacers did not beat the Knicks this year. Attrition did. So, in my world, the Knicks are the uncrowned champion. They have dudes, they have dogs, and through the power of friendship, will do serious damage. Now, as far as the news today, Jalen Brunson, JB, megastar, superstar, has been named the Knicks captain. Tiki, your thoughts?
First of all, I didn't know that basketball players had a captaincy, or that basketball had a captaincy like baseball. I kind of know in football you have some captains that go out there.
Got about 40,000 of them.
Exactly. It changes every week. It's like, who's even in charge? Does this even mean anything?
It's huge in hockey, too.
It's obviously massive in hockey, obviously. In baseball, it's probably even bigger because it's so rare that you actually get one. Yeah. But basketball, I didn't even think about it. Now, obviously, there's a captain, you know, put that in quotes, that goes out and talks to the referees or basically handles the talking to the team at certain moments, but I didn't think it was formally recognized. And when I first heard this, it was kind of like shocking. Like, wow, has this ever happened? Obviously it has. It'd been, and the last one was, what, a decade ago? No, more than a decade ago. Probably, when was the last one?
I believe it was 2018, 2019, last
time. So less than a decade, yeah. So 6 or 7 years ago. But is this cool? Great. I just don't know what it means.
Well, I think it means something different for Jalen Brunson because Jalen
Brunson.
But did
he need it?
He needs it. He doesn't need it, but I think he's earned it. And I think it's showing him that level of respect for being the unsung leader of this team, the best player on the team, a superstar, like I said, a megastar. And it just supplants him as the king. We were the first on it, the king of New York. He has 100% approval rating. Everybody loves him. Nobody has a bad word to say about the guy. He even posted about a week ago on Instagram, I believe it was the anniversary of his wedding, he posted a nice picture with his wife, and there were Knicks fans underneath that wishing they were married to Jalen Brunson. That's how much Knicks fans love this guy. He turned the team around. He is everything right now, and he is the lead dude, he is the lead dog, and now it is official. So, do you need to name a captain? No, but he earned it, and it just like cements where he is at Madison Square Garden with this fan base, with that franchise.
No, of course. I mean, it's awesome. It's a fantastic honor for him. And it's not going to change him, I don't think, in any way. That's a good thing. It's just he's just going to continue to be the way that he is.
Oh, he's super humble.
Well, he's humble, but he also just works.
Yeah.
He just grinds. It's different. Like, there's so many superstars, especially in the NBA. I won't even call them superstars because I don't think half of them are actually that super. But there's tons of like ego stars in the NBA who just think that I can show up and be great. That's not Jalen Brunson.
Nope.
You can just tell how hard he works at everything he does, and it's a reason that everybody else on the team does because he's their leader.
Yep.
Right? He's their captain. And so when your captain is doing it the hard way, you're gonna do it the hard way. You almost feel bad. You almost feel like you're letting him down if you don't follow his lead.
Yeah, and that's how he got to this point because, and we'll get to this in 1 second because there's further developments on this and I have to address it here, but the Jalen Brunson, when he got here, he was not a superstar player. He just wasn't. It was between him, Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell was more of a superstar player at that time than Jalen Brunson. But because of hard work, because of the power of friendship, because of the situation he's in, he is now a superstar. And they have now built, again, through the power of friendship, they even signed campaign in election year, who's buddies with Mikal Bridges. They are all friends, and they will have the best continuity in the entire NBA. And it starts with JB at the top, and he has worked his ass off to be that, to be a superstar, to be an MVP candidate, to be a top 10 player in the league. That's where he was at. He wasn't that when he got here, but he's damn sure that right now.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, what does this mean for the team? Does it mean anything? I know it's a great honor, but does it mean anything? Does it change this team in any way?
I think it just changes the overall, it just cements his perception across the league in this town. It's what we already knew, but it's like, now you have it.
Right.
Now you got that C on the chest
right.
there.
The one thing I wonder is, like, what effect does this have on the other guys? And the only one that really matters is Julius Randle. Right? What effect does this have on Julius? Does he embrace this? Because I feel like there was a point where we all felt like he was going to be that guy. You know what I mean? Be that, not the captain, not the leader, because he's not the point guard. So it's just a different, the ball handling is
sure.
different. Like the game flow was never going to originate with Jalen Brunson. But, I mean, with
Julius.
Julius Randle.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, because it felt like 2 years ago, you know, he's flirting with All-NBA again. It's like, dude, and this guy, he could be the future for the Knicks. What if he takes offense to this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't think he will, and I'm glad you brought up Julius Randle.
Right. And he was the first one.
He was, right? And that's the other thing, too. There's not a lot of guys that have done what Julius Randle did as far as, and he really was the start. It was Brunson that really turned it around, but Julius was there in the beginning,
right.
And he got them in the playoffs.
Pandemic year, kind of, I don't want to say it was easy, but it was easier.
But he was in the MVP conversation.
Right. It was coming off of being, you know, persona non grata amongst the fans.
Yeah, and then was bad the next year right. and then was fighting with fans and then turned it around. And I think Julius Randle's a top 25 player in the league. He's an all-star year in and year out. He's really embraced himself in New York City. There are very few athletes, and this is where Julius deserves all the credit in the world. This town eats its own. When we turn on somebody, we brought it up with Alonzo, you are history.
Mm-hmm.
Name me another guy. There aren't many like Julius Randle where everybody wrote off. Everybody said was lazy. Everybody said, this guy needs to be out of here. The fans are fighting with him. He turned it around. He's an all-star, and he's a top 25 player in the league. So he deserves all the credit in the world. And that's why I don't think this will bother him. If anything, it'll motivate him. Now, do I think there's a Nova Click? Absolutely. Do I think there are guys that weren't in the Nova Click that are gone now? You could pretty much draw your own conclusions. Right. Certain players.
Right.
They're gone. So, yeah, they run things. But again, through the power of friendship, and they're all friends, they will do damage and they will win an NBA title. So I think this will just motivate Julius. And I think Julius, much like JB, deserves all the credit in the world.
Of course he does, but he's not in the Nova Click. And it really is a Nova
Click. He's not in the Nova Click as far as he didn't go to Nova. And like I said, campaign his buddies with Mikal Bridges. I don't think he's like that deep into the click, but I have seen nothing, read nothing, or felt anyway watching the Knicks where Julius is on the outside of the click.
We also haven't seen it at the height of what this team can be. Because think about what we saw at the end of middle to the end of the year when everything was clicking.
Even post OG Anunoby trade. Once OG got here and going on.
Right. Yeah. And then Julius is hurt.
Yep.
And so all of this advancement and growth as a team and love for Tom Thibodeau and all that stuff, all this stuff happening was kind of without Randle. You know? And so
they missed him in the end. In that Pacers series, they missed him.
They missed the dog in him.
Like scorer
right,
for
they
Brunson.
Missed the like grinder. Like, yeah. All right.
Anunoby getting hurt, obviously.
We need another option to score. Give it to me in the post.
Yep.
Good luck, Titans, top stop me type thing. But like that kind of got replaced, right? Dante became a scorer. Right?
Hart, you know, and they cloned him. There was like five Josh Harts.
Josh Hart was a grinder. I mean, he was going to run through a wall, play 48 yep. minutes if you needed him to.
Spill his guts out there.
He eventually learned how to, or not even learned how, he got confident in taking shots.
And but the opportunity were, with the minutes,
there were points,
too.
But there were points. But my point was, when Randle got hurt, those points, those minutes, got like immediately redistributed to Dante DiVincenzo. And Dante became the man.
It was next man up, which I think is the beauty of this team.
And he rose to it.
He did.
Again, it was all without Randle. And so, like, I think it's going to be great when Julius Randle is now mixed into the Nova clique, but I don't know. So it's just, it's a matter of, this is where Tom Thibodeau's job is really going to, get tested. All right, how do you make it fit so it doesn't feel like you're forcing Randle into this clique that just works so well together?
Yeah, and obviously he needs the basketball in his hands, and that's why all along. So, number one, I can't wait to see Julius Randle with this team because, like you said, we didn't get to see it. And I think the problem with Julius throughout his career, when he's gotten to the playoffs, he's tightened up, he struggles a little bit, he dribbles too much, he felt like the weight of the world was on his shoulders.
Right.
It's no longer on his shoulders. So I think he will thrive because he doesn't have to be the number one guy. He doesn't have to be that guy. And
what's he going to do, stand in the corner?
No, he's not going to stand in the corner. And that's why I think RJ was a bad fit here because RJ Barrett needed the ball. Anunoby doesn't need the ball. Hart doesn't need
the ball. The ball too.
So there's enough to go around is my point. So he will mesh well because JB needs the ball, Julius needs the ball.
If Dante's knocking down 11 three-pointers in a game, I'm sorry, Julius Randle.
Well, then
you're not getting 8 shots a quarter.
Well, then he's got to get with the program on nights like that. But also the reason Dante was getting that stuff is because you didn't have Julius or when Anunoby was hurt or Ihart or whoever was out because we know they dealt with a million injuries and other guys got pushed to the forefront. Julius Randle's still a big part of this team. We'll see whether it be beyond, we know this year, but like we don't know going in the future. But I still think Julius will rise to the occasion. Now, I got to get to this because, like I said, there are, everybody here basically roots for the Knicks. We know that. They're the number one team in town. When the Mets beat the Yankees at Citi Field the night of the Mikal Bridges trade, and I've said this for years, when you have Met fans and you have Yankee fans, there will never be peace. Well, guess what? I was wrong because there was peace that night because I heard, "Let's go Knicks," booming from Citi Field on the night of the Mikal Bridges trade.
Right.
But there are a few, just a little few, that are in the coalition of Knick haters. And of course, that's led by the weasel, Evan Roberts. And Evan is on vacation, but not really, because I put on Twitter and I was singing the praises of Jalen Brunson. And Evan, of course, like I said, is a weasel, is the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. And he has no season. The Nets have no team. He's going to be watching some kid at Duke all year on Saturday nights where 95% of us wouldn't even be allowed on campus for a tour. That's the team he's going to be watching. He's got no future, no nothing.
Got a diaper dandy.
Yeah, so that's where Evan's at. So Evan's basically entire NBA and basketball existence right now is to troll Knick fans.
And he is 16, 17, something whatever
like
he is.
That. Whatever.
He's young, man. Great.
So he spent the entire day today on vacation trolling Knick fans. He was trolling a bunch
about
of
what?
About the Brunson stuff. He's just being the way he is.
I'm a loser.
Including bringing up that stupid tweet I had a couple years ago where they've now made a t-shirt about it. So now I feel like I have to defend myself again. And I'm not going to read the tweet. You can find it. There's a shirt now. But I'll paraphrase. When Jalen Brunson came here, I said he was not a superstar player. And he wasn't. At the time, Negative Tommy wanted a superstar. I had a different mindset. Negative Tommy. Jalen Brunson came here. He became a superstar. He turned this team around. And through the power of friendship, they will win an NBA championship. But at the time, I didn't feel that
way. He's just needling you. You know that, right? He's just trying to get under your skin.
But he needs to allow the adults to worry about the big team in town in Madison Square Garden. And he needs to go get a suntan in North Carolina and leave us alone. The idea that this is, it's a sad, pathetic. This is his existence.
Here's what you do. When he trolls you with that, just say, simple, I was wrong.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's it. Don't get emotional.
You're a better man than me,
Just say, I was wrong.
I usually make fun of him for not wearing deodorant or...
I was wrong.
Using a fork and knife to eat chicken wings. He dips fries and mustard. I got a lot of them that I throw at him because...
Mustard and mayonnaise. Right? Yeah.
Dipping his hot dog in the mustard.
Like a maniac, like a serial killer.
Yeah, like it's a chicken tender.
Gross, bro. All right, so we'll get back to your calls here
and
now.
It's not honey mustard.
No, it was just regular, plain, yellow mustard.
Like brown spicy? Just, that's it?
No, it was not spicy brown.
It was yellow.
It was gross.
Straight like up ballpark yellow mustard.
Correct.
Straight up ballpark yellow mustard.
While he's scoring a game, he's writing Jeff McNeil's name down on a piece of paper, and he's dipping a hot dog into mustard. Let's go to John in Montclair, New Jersey. What's up, John?
What's going on, guys? Great show today.
Thank you, man.
Long-time listener, first time connecting with you.
I love that. Appreciate
it. I got to tell you, man. I used to love speaking with Sal in the overnights, and I made a point to Sal, and I want to go back to the Pete Alonso conversation for a moment, if I can.
Go ahead.
I agree with you that the stats are there, the slugging percentage, the home runs. It's all great to watch, maybe from a marketing standpoint. But that one prior caller who was ludicrous, by the way, regarding Lindor.
That was ridiculous.
Phenomenal. Great. It was a horrible statement that guy made. But regarding Alonso, I said this to Sal. You could pull it up on the tapes 2.5 years ago, summer of 2022, that keeping Alonso long term is going to come back and bite us. Look. I know the kid's very talented. Tiki, you're a former professional athlete, former world champion. There's another member of your team on the station there that also played professionally. You and I both know there are great, talented professional athletes, but there are not all of them are going to become winners. Mm. And I don't feel it yet with Alonso, even after 5.5 years of him being, is he the guy? Let me ask you a question. Do you want him batting in the bottom of the ninth inning, like Carlos Beltran, who was a great hitter, by the way, back in 2007. I still have nightmares about that. But watching him pitch, and I both know.
Yeah, I was going to defend Beltran, but that's a story for another day.
He
took a nasty pitch. Beltran was a clutch player, all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, do I trust Pete Alonso in the big spot? I do. And he hasn't showed it this year. I understand that. But I trust the talent, and I trust the player, and I trust that in that moment he could rise above. Because I've seen a lot of guys in this town that I was told could never win, whether it be A-Rod, whether we go back to Randy Johnson. I know it's not in New York. He pitched in New York, but you know what I mean with Arizona. Guys that couldn't get it done in the big spot. We've been hearing about that forever on this station. Can't get it done in a big spot. And I've seen guys rise to the occasion. So, yes, I have trust in Pete Alonso to turn that around.
Well, let me follow you up on this. The last question, do you think, then let me ask you, are you giving him $200 million for 10 years?
Mm. So he's not going to get that because, unfortunately, he hasn't had the year to warrant that. So
John, for the call.
Yeah, and that's my point here is that the Mets are going to make out on this because they're going to get a lot lesser deal with Pete Alonso. Really, the guy that hurts the most from this is Pete Alonso.
Right.
Because I was told by everybody here that, people around the league, teams around the league don't value him. And that was before the season. That was coming off 46 homers. What are they going to think if he hits 30 home runs? They're going to value him even less. So he's more valuable to the Mets, to the fans, to this franchise than he is to the Cubs or any other team.
Yeah, but I think he's valuable to the franchise. I think he's valuable to the guys. Like they like him. And I know there was all these talking points about how he was the problem in the clubhouse. I don't feel that. I don't think that's the case. But when it comes down to the money, and that's kind of what we're shifting to here, is he's not getting paid like a uber superstar. It's just not happening.
No.
Because if anything in sport, you got to earn that. The only position that doesn't have to earn that, I think, in sport is starting quarterback in the NFL.
You're 100% right.
Because, I mean, they're paying these kids now, these 23-year-old kids who haven't done jack, haven't won anything, $50 million.
Yeah, we just saw it with Love and Tua just like a week or so ago.
I think Jordan Love could be great.
I agree.
You haven't done it yet.
Nope.
Right? What have you done?
Nope.
And so
Tua's had some success, but not ultimate success.
He's had a year of great success.
Yeah.
Right? And so to me, if he's just not going to get paid the way he wants to get paid. And I think, unfortunately, that became too much of what was important to him this year. And it was obvious because of who he hired as his agent.
That's it. And it goes back
that became the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're going to ask me what led to the decline, marginal decline in Pete Alonso's production, it was that became too important.
Yeah, my guess is he got maybe some bad advice, but the hiring of Boris was just not the right thing to do when you are Pete Alonso, when you have created this image or whatever about being the Met guy, Mr. Met, Donnie Diesel, all the catchphrases. When you bring in Boris, it just brings a lot of negativity. I think it brings a lot of toxicity, and the fans have now adopted that. And then you have an off year a little bit here. So I think that's just overall, like I said, if he could go back in time, I think he would have not hired Scott Boris as his agent.
You didn't even realize you missed it, but in 6 short weeks, it's back. September 5th at 4:30 p.m. on Evan and Tiki. Presented by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
All right, 3:33 here on The Fan, Evan and Tiki. But today, it is Loogie and Lightning, Tommy and Tiki, Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber, here with you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call, and we will get back to your calls here in a minute. We've touched on a few topics today. The Mets, I think they are a postseason team. Jalen Brunson is the new captain of the Knicks. Julius Randle's role with the Knicks. And we will get into some of the other stuff later. I have a Yankees fan flowchart that I created. Big Zoo told me it should be called a flowchart, not a periodic table. And he's right. And that's why Big Zoo, along with me, is a generational talent. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing back there. So I have a Yankee fan flowchart that I will give you later. We have a Cinco de Fivo coming up at 5 o'clock. But I must say something here. Now, I will spare everybody, for now, my rant on Christmas. And I know Christmas is...
What's wrong with Christmas?
We are going to get to a point, and I won't do the rant today because I got to save that for November, but we are going to get to a point in this country where Christmas is going to start in March, and people are going to start putting out their decorations in April, and they're going to start airing Elf in July, and enough. I mean, it has its month. It's grown longer and longer and longer each year. I get it's big commercial, the whole deal, but it's ridiculous. So I don't want to get into that rant because I want to bring that come November, but... When it comes to holidays in this country, and I think we're falling into this trap where certain holidays just get too much time in the sun. And one of those is Halloween. Now, I've been like hot and cold when it comes to Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. So obviously when I was...
Halloween doesn't get a lot of love. It gets kind of lost.
See, I disagree. I think Halloween...
If you have kids, maybe.
No, like, so I used to live in the city. Now, it's hard to tell sometimes if people are in costumes in the city, but I would see, you know what I mean? So I was like, you can see that in September. But I feel like for weeks, people do Halloween parties. A Halloween party should be either night of Halloween, or if it's not a weekend, the weekend before. You know what I'm saying? So if Halloween's on a Tuesday, you could do that party that night, or you could do it the weekend before. That's it.
I got it.
So people will do parties for like 3 straight weeks leading up to Halloween. And I get it. You know, the costumes, the whole deal. Believe me. No, it's great. Instagram is amazing during Halloween season. I'm all for that. I have no issue with that type of stuff. I just think it should be condensed. So this is what I was told by one of my flunkies. One of my flunkies told me they went shopping in July and they saw in the store stuff for Halloween. I have a major problem with that. It is not Halloween. It is not October. It is not September. It is not even Labor Day. Why is there stuff for Halloween already? You have an entire month of Halloween, right? In October, it's the scary month, blah, blah, blah. It's not like you're not going to have enough time. Now, I know this hits home with the barbers because Tracy loves Christmas. She has a special room with all the Christmas decorations.
Special room. Every room is Christmas decorations.
You're probably these people that put it up in early November, leave it up till late February.
Yep.
So I was going to ask you, is Tracy have that same energy for Halloween?
No. Halloween is dominated by our children. And so last year was the first year, because we always used to do stuff together, right? We'd be a theme, whatever the theme was, happened to be. And last year was
like the Incredibles or something, yes, you don't dress up as.
Exactly. But last year was the first year where my then 9-year-old wanted nothing to do with having the same costume as us. Because she's like 15.
She went rogue.
She's 9 going on 20 at that point. And so she's just like, I want to do my own thing. And I don't even remember what she did. In fact, she might not even dressed up. And so we didn't do it. So we had like the little pumpkins and things around, but it was not nearly the fanfare. So put a bucket of candy out front, went to somebody else's house for a party. That was all Halloween was. The next day... The Christmas decorations were up.
That's enough. I mean, really. I mean, like I said, I'll save that rant for November.
Quite. It wasn't quite. But you know what I mean. It was close.
Yeah, and I'll just give a teaser here because I think, now, I am an only child. So in my mind, I am the youngest, I'm the middle child, and I'm the oldest.
You're everything.
I'm the only, you know, there aren't many only children in the world. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now going, I knew Loogie would be an only child just based on my content, the way I am, and the way I dress. But anyway, so I have all three. So I can experience all three. I'm kind of unique in that spot. I believe Thanksgiving is the middle child because I already told you, here we are in July where you're already starting to see Halloween stuff. Christmas, I saw that John Travolta commercial for 6 months where he was Santa and they were doing the Saturday Night Fever commercial. I saw that for months. And then there's Thanksgiving that gets no fanfare, that has nothing. It doesn't even get a day. It doesn't even get a parade because that fat pig, Santa, has to show up at the end of it.
But he does get a parade. It just, you know, Santa comes and invades.
It's there is the Thanksgiving Day parade.
There is a parade.
No.
It's a full parade.
It's a full parade.
Who closes the parade out?
I mean, the Santa of it all is like, I mean, do you even, if you're really sitting there watching for Santa at the end, I mean, you gotta get evaluated, I think.
We were actually at the parade last year.
So you're a part of this.
We were
so the barbers
the
are part of the problem.
We were at the parade. We left before Santa.
There you go. See, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you got to do.
Who actually sits there and waits for Santa?
So I'm glad you guys said that. Because when I was growing up, and Zoo and Paulie and Teak, you probably the same way. You're right. At the end, it was Santa, which I still have a major problem with. I think he's a glory hound. He gets enough love. How much more love does Santa need? So it was just Santa at the end. And now I noticed last year, it starts even earlier. About an hour or so into the parade, we start seeing Mariah Carey out there lip syncing. We start to see other Christmas stuff. It is completely starting to take over the entire Thanksgiving Day parade. I told you I was going to wait till November, and now I'm not because I'm on it right now. Can they get the full parade? Yeah, eventually, it's going to go, all right, it's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Here's Santa, and here's the elves. Just call it the Christmas parade. Thanksgiving is a great holiday. It's food, it's family, it's football. Don't you dare. No. It's not even July for Christmas in July. Shut up. I'm sick of Mariah Carey.
She's great, though.
No, she's not.
That song is fantastic.
Oh, enough.
You're confusing, like, the entire tri-state area, Paulie.
I'd rather hear Baby Shark from now till eternity than ever hear that song ever again. And that's another thing, too. There are so many great Christmas songs through the years, through the decades, and I love listening to them December 1st and on. But that one has sort of become the quintessential Christmas song. I mean, why?
Now, bro, would you recommend against, like, I was thinking about potentially, you know, going as Santa Claus for Halloween this year. Would you say no? That's a no-go?
Definitely.
You should go as Bad Santa.
Oh.
If you know what I'm talking about there.
They know.
The Billy Bob Thornton movie. You should go with Santa, have a bottle of Jack Daniels, don't shave, have a little mustard stain. You look like Evan on the Santa outfit. I would go as Bad Santa.
He's got the beard already.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
We do have breaking news. Santa Claus is with us right now. What do you want?
Ho, ho, ho.
Tonight's Angels and Yankees game has been postponed.
Postponed
due to rain and rescheduled.
It's not even raining.
As part of a traditional doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 4:05.
So if you're listening, if you're on your way to Yankee Stadium right now,
stop.
Turn around or go somewhere else. The game tonight has been postponed. It is tomorrow, traditional doubleheader starting at 4:05, correct?
That is correct, from the Yankees Twitter.
Now, I'm normally not a weather fear-mongerer. I'm not somebody that likes to push that it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. But even I have to admit, and I think this has to do with the hurricane that's coming up the coast, we're expected to get a lot of rain.
Yep.
It's actually going to be cold for August, mid-70s. So tomorrow looks awful, too. Now, I thought maybe doubleheader Thursday. Who knows if they're even going to get these games in now? Anaheim's in town. I don't even know if they come back here. I would assume not.
All right. We have to go look at their schedule to see if they come back east and have any kind of off days if they're back east again. It's kind of getting late to reschedule.
So they got to jam these games in. Now, I always make fun of Evan for this. He is the king of knowing the common off days. I have what is called a life. So I have no idea when these teams have common off days or not. And I know the weather is really bad, really through like the weekend. So the Yankees are going to have to try to figure out a way to get these games in. They got Texas coming up. So weather is definitely going to be a factor. I know that I got a text. I don't even live in Nassau County anymore. And I'm getting texts about flood warnings in Nassau County. So obviously, you don't need me to tell you this, but be safe.
So the next off day for them, and they're still on the east. No, they're actually back home. No, they don't have one. They don't have
a common off day, these two teams.
No.
So there you go. So they're going to do everything they can to get these games in for the next couple days. And then, like I said, they have Texas in town over the weekend. And the weather, at least what I saw, Sunday looks like the first nice day I don't always want to trust it, but I know that there is a hurricane, and because even where Evan is at right now, he's getting a ton of rain. So it's coming up the coast. It's hitting us now. There are flood warnings. So again, everybody be safe out there if you're driving or whatnot. Stay home if you don't have anywhere to be. So yeah, it's tough. So the game tonight, no game, no Yankee game. Doubleheader tomorrow, your traditional doubleheader at 4:05. So there you're at. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go out to Drew in East Islip. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking the call. I, like you, were outraged by the caller's criticism of Lindor. I thought it made no sense whatsoever.
So, Drew, let me set it up for those that are just getting in the car right now. A caller in our first hour, and you could always go back and listen on the free Odyssey app, the rewind function, he said that Francisco Lindor, the only reason he's having success right now is because he's moved to the leadoff spot, because there's no pressure when you lead off, which is ridiculous. You only lead off once in the game. He's been the catalyst for this team in this run and an MVP candidate. All right, Drew, your turn, bro.
Yeah, losing brain cells. As he tried to say that Lindor, the Mets, or Lindor was lucky to be in the Lindor spot, leadoff spot, when in reality, the Mets are lucky to actually be using him in the right way, like they did in Cleveland.
That's correct.
Thriving there.
Yes.
And it's not like he had been, in the last 2 years, he had a 30-30 season last year, had over 100 RBIs,
yes,
hitting second and third the last 2 years.
Yeah, he was the best hitter last year, and he's well worth the money. Correct.
Absolutely.
And great defensively. I don't want to not say that either. Oh, he is unbelievable at shortstop.
Yes. And to say that Lindor is now fortunate to be hitting there, I mean, like you said, you only lead off once in the game. There's additional pressure leading off. And Lindor has been the key cog of this team. Without him, we would not be able to have the success we've had recently. And the only criticism that you can give towards him is that he started slow. But to say that it's purely him leading in the leadoff spot is just asinine.
No, he's a hater. He's a hater. Right. He's everything against positive time.
But it helps Lindor. I think it's helped Lindor, but I don't think it's the reason that he's had such a great season, or at least a great summer since the end of, when was that, June? So I don't think that's the reason, end of May, I should say. I don't think it's the reason he's been this good, but it's helped him. So give him credit.
Yeah, and I think that the stuff with Lindor to me is just, it's infuriating, because
I think it's a set in your mind thing.
For these people, because whenever he hits, there are the people that will spin it negatively. Oh, he only hit last year because they were out of it. There was no pressure. Then when he didn't hit early in this year, see, these games matter. He's not hitting. Then when he turns it around and he's getting big hits and he's leading this team, he's carrying this team, he's the catalyst, then you get callers saying, oh, it's because he has no pressure because he's batting leadoff.
Yeah.
All right, you don't like him. You will never like him. And you will always spin it in a negative way no matter what this guy does. That's it.
Yeah, you're right.
You just don't like him.
Common off day, I found one.
You got one?
Yes.
When is it?
September 23rd.
Uh-oh. What day of the week?
It's a Monday.
Oh, boy. Are the Giants or Jets playing?
I know.
Evan will have us out somewhere in a bar.
The other one is at the end of the season, so the 30th. The season's already over for every team, but it might not be played, because if it doesn't matter, they won't play.
Sure. Look, I'm not a weatherman, but it's going to be dicey over the next couple of days. So it's going to be tough to get three games in here. So they do have common off days, like Tiki mentioned. So
one.
They have one, right? Well, the second one, you said that.
It's after the season.
Got it. Right. Oh, right. If they need it.
If they need it.
Correct. Which everybody would have.
But the Yankees are coming off of a West Coast trip. So, I mean, I should check to see.
This is right up Evan's alley. He loves, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? He loves this type of stuff. All I know is that
it
it's going to
be brain cramps.
Correct.
I try to think about
it. No, it's not worth it. The bottom line is this. They have that one coming off day in September. There's going to be a lot of bad weather. They already got banged tonight. Doubleheader tomorrow at the stadium starting at 4:05. Traditional doubleheader. We'll see if they can even get those games in. Obviously, they got to get three games in here, or at least try, which is going to be tough because there's a ton of rain coming to the tri-state area. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki here, but Loogie and Lightning. Tiki and Tommy here on the fan. Let's go out to Jan the Meat Man. What's up, Jan?
Hey, Tommy, Luke.
Yo.
Tiki, how are you?
All's good, Jan.
Hi, Loogie. Great minds think alike. And I tell you, I live in Mattawan, and I was driving through town yesterday, and one of, not my neighbors, but around the corner, had their Halloween stuff out already.
Oh, come on!
And pumpkin.
What?
And it was, and I was thinking the same thing. I said, you just got into August. and I'm looking at skeletons and pumpkins and scary stuff.
I mean,
and
I hope they're fake pumpkins because they're gonna melt. I hope they're fake pumpkins, Jan, because they're gonna melt if they're real. It's too damn hot to have pumpkins sitting outside.
It's probably gonna be pumpkin pie. They're gonna serve for Thanksgiving. I don't know, but anyway, right. I had a cool because it was like on my mind. And it just happened yesterday.
No, Jan, you know what? I'm happy you called because, like I said, one of my lackeys told me they went to a store in July and saw Halloween stuff. And maybe some of you out there, you don't believe positive.
Was it a costume store or was it just a regular store?
Yeah, I think it might have been like a Walgreens or something like that. They were just in
that's a little aggressive.
They were in the regular store. And then Jan the Meat Man, and who doesn't believe Jan the Meat Man, he was driving around his town and he saw people with Halloween costumes. And I go back to my original point. Thanksgiving is the middle child. It gets no love. It gets no buildup. It gets nothing. It doesn't even get its own damn parade. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, Christmas, and like I said, we will come to a point in this country, two things. Number one, there will be an NFL game played every single day of the week on 17,000 different streaming services. And Christmas will start in February and will go on all year long.
No, it'll still be going on. That's what will happen.
It'll be never ending. And then, so you have Halloween starting in July and August now. You have Christmas starting whenever. And Thanksgiving, middle child gets nothing. And someone's got to stick up for Thanksgiving. It deserves more. It's a great holiday, great meal, football, family. It's the best. It just gets nothing. There's no Thanksgiving stuff, but a Halloween. People have their pumpkins out. Stop it. Enough, you people. That's right. You're probably the people that go to Disney every year, too, and drop, you know, 40 grand. Stop it. Enough. Anyway.
Now, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I feel like you're calling people out for the Thanksgiving of this all, and
I'm defending Thanksgiving.
I almost feel like, you know what?
Yes.
We should figure out a way to decorate and truly celebrate Thanksgiving.
Here at the Evan and Tiki Show, yeah. I agree with you. I think we should put a spotlight on Thanksgiving. The Giants are playing this year on Thanksgiving. We should honor Thanksgiving for a full month. You know what, Zoo? That's a great idea, and
what do you
want to
do? Dress up as pilgrims?
We can, we can.
No, because dressing up is too much like Halloween-esque. So nobody dress up.
I agree with that.
Good call.
So we just bring food?
Just
like,
bring.
Do we do?
Every day. Pies.
Every Friday in Thanksgiving. Every in November. Every Friday.
A pie a day. A pie a week.
Put Evan's father-in-law to work. Have him bake it.
And we can have a cornucopia.
Yep. I like that. Little sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. Little white meat, dark meat. It'll be great. Love it.
I like it.
I love it. We'll have the Thanksgiving feast for a month, and Thanksgiving can finally get on one show at one station the love it deserves and not be ignored and totally bamboozled by Christmas and Halloween. All right? I love it.
You just like to eat.
I do love to eat. No, I love free stuff. I'm a snorer. I just want free stuff. People bring in free stuff here. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go out to Jan the Meat Man. What's up, Jan?
Hey, Tommy, Luke.
Yo.
Dickie, how are you?
All's good, Jan.
Hi, Luke. Great minds think alike. And I tell you, I live in Mattawan, and I was driving through town yesterday, and not my neighbors, but around the corner, had their Halloween stuff out already.
Come on!
And pumpkins.
What?
And like, it was, and I was thinking the same thing. I said, we just got into August, and I'm looking at skeletons and pumpkins and scary stuff.
I mean, I hope they're fake pumpkins because they're gonna melt. I hope they're fake pumpkins, Jan, because they're gonna melt if they're real. It's too damn hot to have pumpkins sitting outside.
It's probably gonna be pumpkin pie. They're gonna serve for Thanksgiving. I don't know, but anyway, right. I had a cool because it was like on my mind. And it just happened yesterday.
No, Jan, you know what? I'm happy you called because, like I said, one of my lackeys told me they went to a store in July and saw Halloween stuff. And maybe some of you out there, you don't believe positive.
Was it a costume store or was it a regular store?
Yeah, I think it might have been like a Walgreens or something like that. They were just in
That's a little aggressive.
They were in the regular store. And then Jan the Meat Man, and who doesn't believe Jan the Meat Man, he was driving around his town and he saw people with Halloween costumes. And I go back to my original point. Thanksgiving is the middle child. It gets no love. It gets no buildup. It gets nothing. It doesn't even get its own damn parade. Mm. But meanwhile, Christmas, and like I said, we will come to a point in this country, two things. Number one, there will be an NFL game played every single day of the week on 17,000 different streaming services. And Christmas will start in February and will go on all year long.
No, it'll still be going on. That's what'll happen.
It'll be never ending. And then, so you have Halloween starting in July and August now. You have Christmas starting whenever. And Thanksgiving, middle child gets nothing. And someone's got to stick up for Thanksgiving. It deserves more. It's a great holiday, great meal, football, family. It's the best. It just gets nothing. There's no Thanksgiving stuff, but a Halloween. People have their pumpkins out. Stop it. Enough, you people. That's right. You're probably the people that go to Disney every year, too, and drop, you know, 40 grand. Stop it. Enough. Anyway.
Now, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I feel like you're calling people out for the Thanksgiving of this all, and
I'm defending Thanksgiving.
I almost feel like, you know what?
Yes.
We should figure out a way to decorate and truly celebrate Thanksgiving.
Here at the Evan and Tiki Show, yeah. I agree with you. I think we should put a spotlight on Thanksgiving. The Giants are playing this year on Thanksgiving. We should honor Thanksgiving for a full month. You know what, Sue? That's a great idea, and
what do you
I will get on.
Dress up as pilgrims?
We can.
No, because dressing up is too much like Halloween esque. So nobody dress up.
I agree with that.
Good call.
So we just bring food?
Just
like,
bring
do we do?
Every day pies.
Every Friday in Thanksgiving, every in November, every Friday,
a pie a day, a pie a week.
Put Evan's father-in-law to work. Have him bake it.
And we can have a cornucopia.
Yep. I like that. Little sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. Little white meat, dark meat. It'll be great. Love it.
I like it.
I love it. We'll have the Thanksgiving feast for a month, and Thanksgiving can finally get on one show at one station the love it deserves and not be ignored and totally bamboozled by Christmas and Halloween. All right? I love it.
You just like to eat.
I do love to eat. No, I love free stuff. I'm a snorer. I just want free stuff. Bring in free stuff here. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.